If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known to him in a vision, and will speak to him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him I will speak mouth to mouth, not in dark speeches, and the similitude of the Lord he will behold. Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, Let my people go, so that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness." Should obey his voice to let Israel go. I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. Moses returned to the Lord and said, "Lord, wherefore have you so evil entreated this people? Why is it that you have sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to this people." Neither have you delivered your people at all. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh, for with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land." I am the Lord, and I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob by the name of God Almighty, but by my name, Jehovah, I was not known to them. I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan. Children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will free you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. The Lord said to Moses, "See, I have made you a god to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall be your prophet. When Pharaoh shall speak to you, saying, 'Show a miracle,' then you shall say to Aaron, 'Take your rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent.'" Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and did as the Lord had commanded, and Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers, and they also did in like manner with their enchantments. Said to Moses, "Pharaoh's heart is hardened. He refuses to let the people go. Go to Pharaoh in the morning as he goes out to the water, and the rod which was turned into a serpent shall you take in your hand. Say to him, The Lord God of the Hebrews has sent me to you, saying, Let my people go that they may serve me in the wilderness. This is what the Lord says. In this you will know that I am the Lord, and I will smite with the rod that is in my hand upon the waters which are in the river, and they shall be turned to blood. Commanded, and he lifted up the rod and smote the waters in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, and all the waters were turned to blood. The magicians of Egypt did so with their enchantments, and Pharaoh's heart was hardened, neither did he hearken to them as the Lord had said. And the Lord sent other plagues to the land, and still Pharaoh would not let the people go. Said to Moses, Stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw no one, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Pharaoh called Moses and said, Go, serve the Lord, only let your flocks and your herds stay. Moses said, You must give us also sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not a hoof be left behind. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. Pharaoh said to him, Get out from me, and take heed that you see my face no more, for in that day you shall die. And Moses said, You have spoken well. I will see your face again no more.